Well, here in just a few minutes, we're going to be having a conversation that I'm genuinely excited about. I'm sitting down with Dr. Paula Hill Collins. You might remember her name. She's been on the show before. She is the vice president and the clinical director of the Health Wagon. And the Health Wagon, if you remember, is the oldest mobile-free clinic in the U.S., right here in our backyard. Dr. Hill Collins has over 20 years of experience serving in rural and vulnerable populations right here in our region. And she's going to be speaking with us this morning about the M7 Move Mountains Medical Mission. It is the largest free outreach clinic in the United States, coming to Wise, Virginia this July. Free medical, free dental, free vision, free hearing aids. Over 1,400 people received care last year alone. If you or someone you know needs care, or if you want to volunteer and be part of something truly extraordinary, you're not going to want to miss this conversation. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Christy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's nice to hear your cheerful voice this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us on here, too, and helping us get the word out.
You're so welcome. I know it's a massive objective. So any way that I'm involved in something that I can help you all and spread the word and I can make that happen, I'm happy to do that.
You know, we're about doing the work. That's what we do. We do God's work. So, yeah, but it is. It's a lot, and it's just, it's an honor, and it's just showing that, I mean, I think it's God's favor on us, but also because we try to take care of people and do the right thing and do the work.
Well, we're speaking with Dr. Paula Hill Collins, Vice President and Clinical Director of the Health Wagon. We've got to speak with you several times before, and I feel like we're just getting up to date because you all have been extremely busy traveling, doing things this spring, and you're preparing for, I would say, probably the biggest event that you all do for the year.
Yes, we are. We are getting ready to have our Move Mountains Medical Mission. It begins on July 10th and will be July 10th and 11th. It starts at 7 a.m. And we just have so many services. It's not your average. If anyone knows the Health Wagon, it's not like your health fair when you come in and you get blood sugar and blood pressure screenings, which is wonderful. And we do those out in the community. But this is like a huge health care expedition that includes medical, dental, vision, pharmacy, socioeconomic determinants of health. We are giving away free clothes, free food baskets. We also have a veterinarian clinic that is going to be taking place at the same time. So this is just a chance to get your pets taken care of, to get yourself taken care of with tests that run from lab work that is totally free of charge during this event, echocardiograms, totally free, ultrasounds of the carotids, the aorta. We do like a life, you hear the life scan events that can save lives and screening. We do this totally free of charge where we can screen the ultrasounds of the carotids. We can do the aorta. We can do an ankle brachial indexes, which checks for circulation in your lower extremities. Ultrasounds of thyroids, because we have a lot of thyroid disease here. Just anything, free chest x-ray. Pulmonary function test. And on top of that, we're going to be doing platelet replacement therapy into the joints. And this is where it's just state of the art. And this is all free of charge. Of course, you have to be assessed and see if you qualify, you know, if you meet the diagnostic criteria. But we have orthopedic surgeons. We have two hand specialists. We have a psychiatrist, neuroradiologists that will be looking at the films if you're having any back, lower pain, that type of thing. We have cardiology. We have a pulmonologist. We are connecting with the University of Virginia over their telehealth for endocrinology, rheumatology, which we have so many autoimmune diseases here. All of this totally free, neurologist, and people come here and they give their time. We have Centene coming that has their van with free vision screenings. We'll be given free eyeglasses, eye prescriptions. If you have a prescription within the last year, we can take your eyeglass prescription, and it's kind of like a fast track to vision. We have dental services, everything available. We have Howard University that's coming, Dr. Neil Hollyfield. He is an oral surgeon, you know, state of the art. Dr. Joseph Smitty, who is our medical director and pulmonologist. Dr. Mark Handy, he is a great internist, but a diagnostician. If you're having one of those areas where nobody can find out what's wrong with you, I guarantee you he can. We have a plastic surgeon coming that will be doing dermatology services. So we're just very blessed, and God keeps expanding it. We do need appointments for the dental, but we will take walk-ins too. But if you have an appointment, that will help you go through a fast track. And we have vision. Appointments are recommended, not required for that. For ultrasounds and echoes, we do want an appointment made. Everything else is first-come, first-served basis. And at the Chelsea Mullins Senior Fairground out in Wise County, we are going to have free vet services. We have veterinarians there, and we're going to have a drive-through vaccination clinic. So we have everything. We can help you get signed up on Medicaid. And as I said in the earlier one, we're going to be given, thanks to Feeding Southwest Virginia, we have partnered with them for free food boxes. We have clothing that we're going to be able to be distributed if anybody's in need. So we're just very thankful for all of our partners, United Breast Cancer Foundation. We have so many. East Tennessee State University. We have Saginaw University that's coming, Howard University, St. Francis College. Altogether, we at the Health Wagon partner with over 69 colleges and universities.
69 colleges and universities. Paula, I think one of the things that stood out for me, I had the opportunity of attending last year, was the excitement and care and compassion that these students exuded. Outside of myself, I don't know if it's because I'm in HR and an entrepreneur, but the atmosphere, the enthusiasm that these young adults have for healthcare and taking care of people is really exciting. Have you found that?
Yes, I have, and it gives you so much hope. And they love having this experience because I know of no other place that medical students, pre-health students and majors can come in and be exposed to so many different areas. Of course, we have women's health, too. We have mammograms, think to ballot health. No matter what you're thinking about going into, you have a niche. You're working with nursing leadership. You're working with nurses that specialize as family nurse practitioners and that also specialize in women's health. So it's a remarkable opportunity, and we need volunteers. Students can volunteer. They can go to our website. We need medical professionals who will volunteer for us. We need all the help we can have. Last year, we had over 500 the very first day, and it was very successful. We were able to help a lot of people, and each year, someone's life is saved. And if you can save one life, there's a Jewish Talmud. It actually says, if you save one soul, it's as if you save the whole world.
And boy, you all are really, really making an impact, even more than just one. But as you said, it starts with one. And when you're that person, that's what matters the most. And I think just my experience in talking to other people, sometimes if we're in that healthcare gap or for whatever block we haven't been able to go, we're questioning, how are we going to be treated? Am I going to feel bad? What is that going to be like? It takes a lot of courage sometimes to just show up. And it was the easiest process. I felt comfortable. I felt valued. And that is a testament to the atmosphere and culture that you all are curating there, so that when people come, they do feel like they're being taken care of.
Oh, yes, and we hope we always do that. And we are excited because we have grown to the point that we used to be at Wise County Fairgrounds out in the hot sun, and now we have everything right there at our Wise Smitty complex. And, of course, that was named after Dr. Smitty, and we are able to do so much and save so many lives that it excites us. And it also excites us because we've all been in that. We all have insurance now. And even if you have insurance, it's expensive to go get these tests done. And if it's, you know, this is hard times enough with gas. If we could help somebody, you know, feel a little bit better to not delay getting their health care, because anything, especially if you're dealing with some type of cancer, the stage that you're diagnosed with, if it's an early diagnosis or a late diagnosis, that makes all the difference in the world as far as treatment and as far as outcome. It's all prevention.
You mentioned that the Move Mountains Medical Mission is going to be happening July 10th through the 11th. Registration starts at 7 a.m. each day.
Yes, it does. And our Move Mountains Medical Mission comes from the verse in Psalm that says, I look to the hills from which my help comes from.
That's beautiful. I absolutely love it. If people haven't been to the Health Wagon yet, they can check out the address. It's 5626 Patriot Drive. And as you mentioned, it's in Wise, Virginia. And Paula, if you don't mind, which services do people need to call and make an appointment for? Again, if you don't mind going through those and what number they need to call.
Definitely echocardiograms and ultrasounds. Call for an appointment for those. Those fill up quickly. For mammograms, appointments are necessary or not necessary, but they are recommended. Also, the same thing for dental. They are not required. We will take walk-ins, but I recommend an appointment for dental because it fills up so fast. But like I said, we still will be taking walk-ins. Envision, recommended, but not required. The ones that are required are echocardiograms, ultrasounds. The others strongly recommended because it's first come, first serve. And when they come, they need no proof of anything. They just show up. If they're on medications, it's always good to bring them with you. If you have any significant medical history that you're wanting addressed, you can bring that. Otherwise, just come. If you're wanting lab work, we recommend fasting, and that's just like a 6-hour fast. Other than that, just show up. No income requirements, no questions about insurance. Just show up and get your test done. And we want you to. We want people to take advantage of this because this is really once in a year thing that happens, that you can get all of these services and all these specialties together.
And sometimes, depending on where you're located, it might not even be a once of a year event, right? So we are very fortunate to be here in this area. Again, we're talking about the Move Mountains Medical Mission that's happening July 10th through the 11th, starting at 7 a.m. If you can get there early, even better. How long will you all be seeing patients through the day? I came the second day last year, and it was phenomenal how many people you had seen just within the first couple hours of that first day.
Yes, we are going to be there to at least 4 or 5 o'clock. We see patients until the last patient is seen. Now, if they show up after 5, if anyone's there, we would see you. But then, you know, these are all volunteers, so they're anxious to get home too.
Thank you.
I've come by 5, okay?
Come by 5. And we're having this conversation a couple weeks in advance so people can plan ahead for it. Maybe carpool if transportation is an issue or something like that. But again, you can take advantage of that. That's happening this July 10th through the 11th at the Health Wagon. And you can go to your website. It's thehealthwagon.org. Find out more information about the programs, your clinics, and who you are and the impact you're making. And then you also have a really strong presence on social media. So if people are on social media, they can actually look at the flyer and see all of the services that we've been talking about this morning.
Yes, and if you're wanting to do any type of missionary work, we are faith-based, and we say you can do missionary work in your own backyard, and this is a chance to give back, even if it's just if you feel like it's the least of things. If I say, blessed are those that give a drink of water in his name, so if you would help us give out water, we need volunteers, medical specialists, or anyone just wanting to give back.
I'm so glad you gave that plug. When I got there last year, I met a couple from Charleston, South Carolina that come up and volunteer for the event each year. And I was just blown away, honestly. So if we are neighbors and you have the time and you have the heart to do it, this is an opportunity. If you're just joining the conversation, we're speaking with Dr. Paula Hill Collins. And this morning we've been talking about the Move Mountains Medical Mission that's happening on July 10th through the 11th in Wise, Virginia. And I wanted to give just a few minutes, Paula, if we can, because you have received an award, the 2026 YWCA Tribute to Women. What was that tribute like for you?
To me, it was the highlight probably of my career and my life to see women being recognized, and especially by the Young Women's Christians Association. It was a wonderful event. They are a wonderful organization, and if anyone isn't familiar with them, they should check it out. But we were chosen by an independent group that knew, it was actually a blinded, they didn't know who they were choosing, you know. They had all of our accolades and everything we had done, and to be chosen, as I said, it meant so much to me.
Paula, where do you go?
Personally and professionally, it meant so much.
We have had some conversations on this show, and I think for someone who has a heart for service, it can be sometimes challenging when there's a lot going on or the objective seems insurmountable. And to have those checkpoints, it really is a blessing to kind of help us to know, hey, I feel like I'm making this impact and people are saying it's making a difference. But when, as you mentioned, it was a blind selection, when other people see that, I can imagine what that might have been like for you. How did you find out that you had won that honor?
They actually called and told me on the phone, and they said, we want you to know. So I received a phone call, and I'm like, really? And I was just amazed, and it was. It kind of one of those times when, you know, we're getting ready to plan all this, and it's easy to get tired when we do what we have. And I feel like even as women, and this isn't, but I think it still is, it's still harder for women and to be recognized for what women are doing and women in leadership and the drive that we have, that it isn't, that we are making a difference and it is being recognized. I mean, we feel we touch people, and but, you know, it's easy to grow weary sometimes and tired. So it just really refreshes you and lets you know, okay, you know, we're doing good work. We're doing the things, and other people are seeing it. Like we said, it was a blinded selection. So to be selected was just amazing.
Well, congratulations again on all the awards that you ladies are receiving at the Health Wagon. Continue the good work. Have you found this year, since we discussed the M7 Move Medical Mission, Move Mountain Medical Mission? I see why you call it M7. It's easy.
Yes.
When over the
it's
last
a tongue twister.
It is. Over the last year, have you noticed that there has been an increased need in our area, or has it pretty much been stable as far as what you all are seeing?
No, we have never seen a need as great as we are right now. We are seeing more people calling us for help in all areas, and I have never seen so many people that are just as in need of basic supplies, hygiene items, food to get by from one payday to the next till you get paid again. We've never had as many requests for that as we had before. The first time we saw that was right before COVID. We went to Kentucky and did an event like this, and we, you know how dental is, that's our biggest need. People are out the door. At the event there is where we first saw signs this was coming. This was pre-COVID, and people were more in line for the basic necessities, diapers, things for their children, than they were for medical or dental.
If we could take maybe an opportunity, just a few minutes, to be privy of, like, behind the scenes. It's a it's something that we don't normally get to see as patients and consumers. But as you're seeing these things come in and you're addressing the immediate needs, is there something going in the background where you're saying, okay, we've seen this pattern before, how we are predicting that there could potentially be more people in need? How can we partner with other organizations or maybe people in surrounding areas that are doing something similar and could make a bigger impact if they were networked together?
Oh, yes, that's constantly happening. We were actually met with University of West Virginia and UK this week to see how we can expand it into other areas, and there's such a need. And the everything we do is the result of collaboration and partnership. It's just not one person. It's all of our staff. It's our organization. Our organization depends on those partnerships and our volunteers, and we're so thankful for them. And it takes a village, and by collaborating, as you said, this could be taken across the country, which is why we travel to try to tell people, okay, we're never going to fix the political system in the United States, not for a long time. I hope it does, but I think they will be arguing about health care long after I'm gone. But right now, you just fix the problem and go on.
That's right. Spoken by
work and go on.
Yes, spoken by a true effective female leader. You fix the problem and
yes.
We go on.
Yes.
We go on. So much time we can spend dwelling on the why, and it is important to understand that, but it does not negate the fact that the challenge in front of us must be addressed, and then we move forward. Well, thank you again,
yes,
Paula, for all the work you're doing. If you don't mind, give us your contact information again so people can learn more about the M7 event. If you need anything, pretty much, I can't say that, but
yes,
if it's health or wellness surrounded, even your veterinarian services, it's worth taking a look at because maybe you all could help, right?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at 276-328-8850. You can follow us on Facebook, send us messages there, or you can go to our website at www.thehealthwagon.org.
Thank you. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Paula Hill Collins, Vice President and Clinical Director of the Health Wagon in Wise, Virginia. Thank you all so much. Hopefully I'll get to see you all at the M7 event. Maybe I can make my way over there, sending thoughts and prayers and energy, because you all could probably use some extra energy over that weekend. I'm your host, Christy Slaughter, on SuperTalk WFHG. If you're just joining the conversation, we're speaking with Dr. Paula Hill Collins. And this morning, we've been talking about the Move Mountains Medical Mission that's happening on July 10th through the 11th in Wise, Virginia. And I wanted to give just a few minutes, Paula, if we can, because you have received an award, the 2026 YWCA Tribute to Women. What was that tribute like for you?
To me, it was the highlight probably of my career and my life to see women being recognized, and especially by the Young Women's Christians Association. It was a wonderful event. They are a wonderful organization, and if anyone isn't familiar with them, they should check it out. But we were chosen by an independent group that knew, it was actually a blinded, they didn't know who they were choosing, you know. They had all of our accolades and everything we had done, and to be chosen, as I said, it meant so much to me.
Paula, where do you go?
Personally and professionally, it meant so much.
We have had some conversations on this show, and I think for someone who has a heart for service, it can be sometimes challenging when there's a lot going on or the objective seems insurmountable. And to have those checkpoints, it really is a blessing to kind of help us to know, hey, I feel like I'm making this impact and people are saying it's making a difference. But when, as you mentioned, it was a blind selection, when other people see that, I can imagine what that might have been like for you. How did you find out that you had won that honor?
They actually called and told me on the phone, and they said, we want you to know. So I received a phone call, and I'm like, really? And I was just amazed, and it was. It kind of one of those times when, you know, we're getting ready to plan all this, and it's easy to get tired when we do what we have. And I feel like even as women, and this isn't, but I think it still is, it's still harder for women and to be recognized for what women are doing and women in leadership and the drive that we have, that it isn't that we are making a difference and it is being recognized. I mean, we feel we touch people, and but, you know, it's easy to grow weary sometimes and tired. So it just really refreshes you and lets you know, okay, you know, we're doing good work. We're doing the things, and other people are seeing it. Like we said, it was a blinded selection. So to be selected was just amazing.
Well, congratulations again on all the awards that you ladies are receiving at the Health Wagon. Continue the good work. Have you found this year, since we discussed the M7 Move Medical Mission, Move Mountain Medical Mission? I see why you call it M7. It's easy.
Yes.
When over the
it's
last
a tongue twister.
It is. Over the last year, have you noticed that there has been an increased need in our area, or has it pretty much been stable as far as what you all are seeing?
No, we have never seen a need as great as we are right now. We are seeing more people calling us for help in all areas, and I have never seen so many people that are just as in need of basic supplies, hygiene items, food to get by from one payday to the next till you get paid again. We've never had as many requests for that as we had before. The first time we saw that was right before COVID. We went to Kentucky and did an event like this, and we, you know how dental is, that's our biggest need. People are out the door. At the event there is where we first saw signs this was coming. This was pre-COVID, and people were more in line for the basic necessities, diapers, things for their children, than they were for medical or dental.
If we could take maybe an opportunity, just a few minutes, to be privy of, like, behind the scenes. It's a mm-hmm. it's something that we don't normally get to see as patients and consumers. But as you're seeing these things come in and you're addressing the immediate needs, is there something going in the background where you're saying, okay, we've seen this pattern before, how we are predicting that there could potentially be more people in need? How can we partner with other organizations or maybe people in surrounding areas that are doing something similar and could make a bigger impact if they were networked together?
Oh, yes, that's constantly happening. We were actually met with University of West Virginia and UK this week to see how we can expand it into other areas, and there's such a need. And the everything we do is the result of collaboration and partnership. It's just not one person. It's all of our staff. It's our organization. Our organization depends on those partnerships and our volunteers, and we're so thankful for them. And it takes a village. And by collaborating, as you said, this could be taken across the country, which is why we travel to try to tell people, okay, we're never going to fix the political system in the United States, not for a long time. I hope it does, but I think they will be arguing about health care long after I'm gone. But right now, you just fix the problem and go on.
That's right. Spoken by
work and go on.
Yes, spoken by a true effective female leader. You fix the problem and
yes.
We go on.
Yes.
We go on. So much time we can spend dwelling on the why, and it is important to understand that, but it does not negate the fact that the challenge in front of us must be addressed, and then we move forward. Well, thank you again,
yes.
Paula, for all the work you're doing. If you don't mind, give us your contact information again so people can learn more about the M7 event. If you need anything, pretty much, I can't say that, but
yes.
if it's health or wellness surrounded, even your veterinarian services, it's worth taking a look at because maybe you all could help, right?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at 276-328-8850. You can follow us on Facebook, send us messages there, or you can go to our website at www.thehealthwagon.org.
Thank you. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Paula Hill Collins, Vice President and Clinical Director of the Health Wagon in Wise, Virginia. Thank you all so much. Hopefully I'll get to see you all at the M7 event. Maybe I can make my way over there, sending thoughts and prayers and energy, because you all could probably use some extra energy over that weekend. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk 92.9 WFHG.